Idiom Practice 3. Boss. Sarah, schedule a meeting in the boardroom for all hands at 3 p.m. Attendance is mandatory. May I ask what the topic is in case someone asks? The topic is, just tell them to come to the meeting, all right? Yes, sir. Sarah announces on the building's paging system. May I have your attention, please? There will be a meeting in the boardroom at 3 o'clock p.m. today for all hands. Attendance is mandatory. Hey, Sarah, what's the meeting about? Unknown. The boss just said to be there. I heard it through the grapevine that the company is planning to lay off some people. I wonder if that's what this mysterious meeting is about. At this point, Vicky, your guess is as good as mine. Vicky hit the nail on the head. Layoffs will happen at the end of this month. The end of this month? That's only 2 weeks away. And this is the first I've heard about it? That can't be right. I don't believe it. What's the source of your information? I have a confidant in the human resources department. He heard it straight from the horse's mouth, the company president himself. I'll still take that information with a grain of salt, if you don't mind. I can't believe they would sneak in a layoff with so little notice. Your HR contact must be mistaken. Well, we don't have to see eye to eye on this issue right now. We'll know soon enough, like in a few minutes. Everyone assembles in the boardroom at 5 minutes till 3 p.m. The boss is standing near the front of the room behind a podium. Behind him is a large projection screen with the title slide of a PowerPoint presentation showing. It simply says, 3 p.m. meeting in the boardroom. Victor, Vicky, and Jim all sat at the same round table and looked at each other ominously. The room was so quiet that you could hear a pin drop. Boss, I'd like to thank you all for making time for this meeting on such short notice. I attended a corporate board meeting yesterday. Without beating around the bush, let me tell you what was discussed. The company is in deep financial trouble. Our revenues were down by half last quarter, while at the same time we doubled down on our debt to pay for some unexpected operating expenses and capital costs. In addition, we lost a large lawsuit against our company and had to pay a small fortune in punitive damages. Uh-oh. I don't like where this is going. This is a far cry from what I expected to hear at this meeting. You can say that again. Wow, this doesn't bode well. Don't say I didn't warn you. Boss, I've always said a picture is worth a thousand words, so let me show you a few revenue versus expenses graphs. This one shows that we are projecting losses for at least the next 2 quarters. This next one shows that our cash flow is so bad that we won't be able to make payroll next month. Well, I've heard the saying, don't give up your day job, but what happens if your day job gives you up? Boss, I'm sure some of you are starting to see the writing on the wall here. This data means that we're going to have to lay off half our workforce at the end of this month. A loud murmur of shock and dismay propagates across the audience in a roiling wave. The boss motions for everyone to quiet down. Victor raises his hand to ask a question. Yes, Victor, you have a question. Yes, sir. If I may play devil's advocate for a moment, won't laying off that many workers reduce our production output to the point where our revenue will be severely reduced, thus worsening our revenue debt ratio? And won't that lead to more layoffs and then more layoffs, which will only further perpetuate this vicious cycle? Therefore, shouldn't we maintain our current staffing to maximize our revenue until we can find a way out of this deadly spiral? Boss, I'd like to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I'm afraid your assessment of the situation is spot on. The company is circling the drain, so to speak. Drastic times call for drastic measures, Victor. I'd like to say there was a method to my madness, but this crisis is being driven by the upper management, and I haven't been made privy to their master game plan. I don't know what strategy they are trying to put into play to make the company solvent again. I wish I could give you better news, but the truth of the matter is that I can't. Sir, when will we know which half of us will be laid off? And sir, will we be given any severance packages to ease the shock of suddenly losing our paychecks? Boss, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Sir, with all due respect, I think we have come to it. You're talking half of us being without a paycheck within the next 2 weeks. I'm sorry, Victor. What I meant to say was that upper management hasn't seen fit to impart that information to the rest of the organization yet. Well, boss, shouldn't they be getting off their fat bottoms and promulgating this information ASAP? Vicky, that kind of crass remark is uncalled for in a meeting like this. A murmur of general agreement ripples through the audience, indicating that Vicky's suggestion was well received by her fellow colleagues. Begging your pardon, sir, but I think my suggestion has just resonated with this audience. We seem to all think that this information should be disseminated ASAP. The ball is in your court, sir. I recommend that you do whatever it takes to make this happen. Otherwise, you're going to have a whole lot of nervous employees on your hands for the next 2 weeks. And nervous employees are non-productive employees, which will further exacerbate this situation. Boy, and if the laid-off employees end up not getting a severance package of any kind, that may be the straw that breaks the camel's back. People will be so upset that they may just walk out on this company, fearing the same will happen to them in the next few months. Boss. I'm sorry, folks. That's all I have to say. This meeting is adjourned. The crowd shuffles out, angrily mumbling about the current state of affairs in the company and how poorly the company is treating them.